Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South African government says there are no plans to create a so-called BRICS currency. This after US President-elect Donald Trump threatened to impose 100% tariffs on members of the economic bloc that backed the creation of an alternative to the US dollar. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation says recent misreporting has led to the incorrect narrative that BRICS is planning to create a new currency. The discussions within BRICS focus on trading among member countries using their own currencies. South Africa, it says, supports the increased use of national currencies in international trade and financial transactions to mitigate the impact of foreign exchange fluctuations, rather than focusing on de-dollarization. And in the US itself, market watchers say that Trump's weaponization of the dollar is a needless BRICS provocation and a tactic that risks backfiring. Says ex-US Treasury guru Mark Sobel, a veteran of currency policy quoted by Bloomberg, the dollar looks likely to dominate the world economy for the foreseeable future, and emerging nations' idea of setting up their own single currency is hot air. November's new car sales were the best in 20 months. That's according to figures from NAMSA, which show 48,585 cars and commercial vehicles sold in a month. That's an 8.1% increase on November a year ago, and the highest since March 2023. NAMSA itself wonders if this might be the start of a long-awaited upswing, but WesBank marketing head Lebo Khawaketse, quoted by Business Day, says talks of a sustainable market recovery may be premature. The listed consumer arm of Naspers Process says earnings in its core e-commerce portfolio have risen five times in its half year to end September. This, says Process, has been driven by a record performance from Brazilian food giant iFood. A stronger result from Chinese internet behemoth Tencent also boosted Africa's most valuable group of companies. News 24 Business says core headline earnings were up 76% to $3.5 billion. Now, those results gave a welcome boost to the JSE. The All Share was up 1.4% at the bell last evening. The Top 40 up 1.6. London's FTSE up 0.3. In New York, it was another record high for the S&P 500, up 0.2%. Ditto the NASDAQ, up 1%. But the Dow went the other way, down 0.3%. Tokyo this morning up 1.7%, Hong Kong down 0.2%, Sydney up 0.7%. The US dollar at 105 to the euro, the rand at 18.16 to the dollar, 19.05 to the euro, 22.96 to sterling. Gold at 2,639, platinum 945, Bitcoin just under 96,100, Brent crude oil just under $72 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.